Hey everyone, welcome back to PS I'm Single. It's your girl Trish. Today's episode is new school versus old school.
Yeah.
We're gonna talk about some of the new school ways of dating and some of the old school ways of dating. And we have someone representing each side. We have Tommy for the old school. Hey Tommy.
Hey, not too old though.
You said not too old?
That's what I said.
You don't got an expiration date?
Never.
Whoa. Lies. I saw something stamped on your back. So we got the new school side being represented by Tubbs.
Kruger. It's me. Yeah. What's up?
Tubbs Kruger? Like Freddy Kruger?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. I don't think I want to know what that
means.
If you
want to interview me for real, I'll have to give you all the information you need.
We don't have time.
Oh man, you wasting it. Let's go.
But let's talk about, let's jump right into it, because I know for a fact that someone has an issue. Now, I'm going to say, as a African-American female, when I go to bed, like many of my other sisters, you know, I wrap my hair up because I don't want to wake up looking like Freddy Krueger the next morning. How do you gentlemen feel about the head wraps, the bonnets, the bandanas, Tommy?
Well, I am not a big fan of any of those things. I understand the need for them, mm-hmm. for my sisters. I understand it totally, but I'm not a big fan because when the romance starts, it's just hard to see, be laying there next to, you know, if I may use the name Tupac, it's kind of hard to, you know, have your feelings the way you want them to be during that time.
But so what if she want to come crip walking into the bedroom because she got her bandana on?
Crip.
No?
Kind of. It doesn't curate the mood I generally am looking for.
I don't see the problem. I mean, nowadays, I'd rather you have your hair wrapped so when we out, you straight, but I don't need you looking crazy.
Right. Because what if you wake up tomorrow and y'all want to go to breakfast? Y'all want to hit up the diner or hit up IHOP?
She better take that joint down.
No, I'm saying she going to take it off. But
yeah, as long as she ain't walking out the house with it, you know what I'm saying? I don't care.
Right.
But, wait a minute. Wait. Is there no romance left? If there's no beautiful people left when I look across the room and I see beauty, which makes me want to go into the next phase of the evening?
Look, Tommy, right? When I go into, and this is just me, speaking from personal, you know, experience, I'm not going into the romance with my scarf on, but afterwards, before I go to bed, I'm putting it on. Mm-hmm.
That's fine. When you dip out the bed, after everything is done, after the smoke is cleared,
smoke.
And you go into the bathroom and you can put your rag on. I'll probably be sleeping when you come out anyway, so it won't matter.
You feel type of way when they got they bonnet on in the crib just chilling though? Like if y'all just watching TV.
Like you just hanging out.
I would prefer, if I had my choices, that it would come on at that last bathroom visit that they do. I would prefer it then. Than
that
just
that last time they brush their teeth before they go to sleep.
Yeah, looking at Captain Jack, you know, it's just really not, it's not what I want to see.
Okay, but what if you wake up the next day, y'all just chilling in the house, and she has on a scarf or a bonnet, she has to take it off?
She doesn't have to do anything.
But you prefer.
I prefer. You know, when I get up in the morning, I brush my teeth, I wash my face.
You comb your hair? Ladies, let me paint the picture for y'all. Because Tommy over here, faking the funk, he hating because he ain't got no hair. Tommy is bald.
Ladies, I shaved this head so you can touch it and it feels so good to you and me. Thank you.
Okay, so first of all, I think... just me personally, and you know, you guys are males, but from a female's perspective, I want to preserve my hair and my edges for the next day.
Oh, no, I ain't mad at that. Preserve your sexy, because if you with me, you got to be on point, you feel me?
But, all right, so Tubbs, you sleep, because you have...
I wear a scarf at night, so...
You do?
Yeah.
You put your bonnet on?
I don't know, bonnet, I just said a scarf.
So you be walking around the next day with the same house dress, the same
dress.
Scarf on all day?
All day? No. I when I go to sleep, if I'm not sauced and coming in late, I'm put a scarf on my head to sleep. I wrap my hair up.
So you can't even judge.
I don't judge. I have no problem with it.
So I think it's a hair thing that's really happening, because you have locks, so you understand that you have to actually like preserve your hair and keep it neat. But Tommy ain't got no hair, so you over here hating on the bonnets and scarves.
No, that's not true. What I'm saying is, I believe in romance still. I don't know if the
you saying still like everyone doesn't believe in romance. I believe in romance. Tubbs,
well,
you believe in romance?
When was the last time you seen a romantic movie when the guy had on a head bonnet and the girl had on a do-rag and they were just walking
poetic
down the
justice.
Beach?
What?
Oh, poetic justice.
That's the 90s. They don't even do nothing like they do in the 90s.
They don't even
nowadays.
Make movies like that no more.
They get busy nowadays. 90s was, you know.
But here's the thing. Those movies are not our reality.
No, it's not.
Our reality is we go home, you put your scarf on, you get the food cooking, whatever. You go to sleep, you wake up, the scarf is off. Whatever happened. But
I this is just me.
That's just you.
What you just said tells me that really all of your beauty and all of your grace and all the things that I saw in the club that really turned me on about you is really for the outside. It's not really when you're in the house and you're going to be just with me. I want some of that when you're with me too. Just me in the house, in the bed.
But there's a time and a place though, Tommy.
When we're on vacation?
No.
When?
And I mean, you're talking about I'm not just casually walking around the house with my face on and my hair combed down.
As I was walking.
I live alone.
Right.
That's but if I have company.
Coming down.
I may have on, well, no, I don't even put my face on no more. You're going to get all this Freddy Krueger. but I do comb my hair down.
Good. No one says no one wants full makeup. I don't want that.
Yeah,
anyway.
I'm not the biggest fan of the full
makeup.
No,
nobody needs that.
I'm sure she wear makeup, but she like knows what she's doing.
So that's the next topic, though. So how do you guys feel about makeup? In today's world, now, Tommy, you've seen it because you've seen the generation of just a little lipstick and a little bit of mascara, a little foundation. And now today's world, you got the contouring, the beat in the face. You got like three layers of makeup on. Mm. Which do you prefer?
Well, this morning as I was coming to work and I was trying to get by around this young lady, and as she turned to face me, her eyelashes were so long that I had to back up to get off the train.
I thought she was about to say her makeup rubbed on you.
I hate that.
So I think women should a little bit goes a long way.
Okay.
As far as makeup is concerned, I don't wear makeup, so I can't say too much about it. But I know I don't want it rubbing off on my shirt.
Right.
No, I don't want your eyebrows to make me have to lean back when I'm talking to you. You know, there's enough of.
You don't like the tarantula ash?
Oh God, no. Scary, actually.
Let me tell you, when some females, to me, they go overboard where you got like three packs of lashes on, and it's just too much. It's just too
makeup
much.
Makeup be looking like Vatos or something.
Look like what?
Vatos.
Like Vatos?
Yeah, you ain't never seen them old 90s movies. Like the Mexican shorties, like all the makeup and the crazy eyebrows.
Vatos. Ladies, y'all Vatos. Walking out here looking like Vatos? So, Tubbs, what about your girl? You said she wear makeup.
She wear makeup, but she not like heavy. It's just like, you know, I'm not a makeup expert, so right. I can't really. All I know is I approve. You know, most women I've dated before, they didn't really wear as much makeup. You know what I mean? But I was never really the biggest fan of makeup. But my girl now, she wears makeup, but it's not like heavy. It's like something
she handles it tastefully.
Yeah, something light. And half the time, she barely even wear it. So
just an enhancer.
I don't think black women need makeup. Maybe like just lip gloss, you know, lipstick, stuff like that. But I mean, that melanin already popping, so I don't really, you know.
Uh-oh. Not everybody melanin is popping.
I mean, some people, they just gotta eat right and take care of their skin.
Me personally, I do like, if it depends on the occasion, where I'm going and how I feel, I will put on like a little makeup, but I feel like I look the same when I take it off. Now, if you take it off.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
and you
rough.
Look like a completely different. Now, I done seen some pictures online where they got the before and after picture. And that's straight sorcery. Like, that's the devil's work, because you look like a completely different.
Well, the devil is a lie.
Right. Like, you look like a completely different person. Like, you meet, like you said, all right, so I meet you in a club. Mm-hmm. Now, that's this where you got to be careful, Tommy.
Oh, the club is a difference. You got to.
It's packed on then.
You got to be careful, because women will put the makeup on, the wig on.
I like the wig more than weave, though.
You like the, what about wig versus natural?
I love natural hair.
Real versus
real always
fake.
Wins. Come on, real always wins.
Real always wins. But the weave, at least the wig come off, and then like it's like a pair of sneakers, like it's rotation. The weave, that joint like shedding. It's in your room. It's in your sink. It's
but
on
the
your
wig
bed.
Sheds sometimes too.
Yeah, but the wig go on a little mannequin head and stay in the cut. Like it's not in my way. You feel me?
But see, the weave don't lean. The wig will lean on your ass.
Well, I don't know. They must not be doing what they doing. But I know a couple of shorties, they killing the game with the wigs. And I didn't even know they had wigs till they be like, it's not my hair. I just don't like weave. I put this on here and there. I'm like, oh, all right.
Ladies. It's a nice change up, though, I think the wigs would be. You know what I mean? You get your two or three girls in one.
Yeah.
You get a different girl every night.
A little fantasy situation.
Fantasy situation.
I have a question. You, if they're wearing a wig, do they still have to wrap their hair?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
Which, unless you want to wake up with the wig leaning, now you got half natural, half wig.
No, it's okay.
So wait, he's trying to switch it up now. Like you don't have to wrap your hair if you got a wig on. You do.
I just want to know
if you want to. It depends on the quality of the wig or the weave.
Yeah, because the shorties I know, they got like they paying money for these wigs.
Some of these
or they put them together themselves, like they official tissue. But
some of these wigs could run like $500.
Yeah, they up there. Yeah, they like a good little bag.
That's why you couldn't tell that it wasn't. She probably had the front lace.
So, nah, I don't know. Anything that say lace, I'm all not for that.
You just said it's like a pair of sneakers. So now anything that say lace, you not for it?
I ain't never. If it lace front, none of that. Nah.
No.
I don't know.
It's a wig.
Nah, this not. I'm talking like wig, like you take off your hair and you put it to the side and then you go sleep with your hair, you wrap it up, bam. Not talking like lace front wig when it's like it's glued to your head. Like, not like that. Lace front, like.
Tommy, you look mortified. You don't know these women out here gluing wigs to their head?
Yeah. No.
I'm talking about the shorties that just throw it on and. They do what they gotta do and prep it.
She got the drawstring wig, one of those.
None of that, girl. You put a stocking cap on, bam, throw the wig over top, get busy. I don't know about the lace front wig.
Secure the wig, ladies. Secure the wig. Tommy, you ain't never dated no girl with a wig?
I'm not saying that.
You just look real shocked. Or she?
I didn't know about the lace thing.
She might not have come up out of her wig in
unless
front
she
of
Beyonce
you.
Or something. Okay. They got the money.
That's okay. I don't need to know every single thing. All I need to know that you are truly a woman. That's important.
That's a big fact.
But
is that a oh?
But how you put your game on?
It is.
I don't need to know everything unless I marry you and I'm living with you. Then I'm going to see everything anyway. But until that day comes,
so you don't want to know before?
Not really. When I roll to your house, I want you looking like the Trish I saw. Not necessarily all made up like in the club, but just as beautiful and just as fine.
Plus, I mean, honestly, you can't even really, like for me, like, I'm out all the time. So, I usually see the same chicks in the same scene, like, 7 days a week.
With
so.
The same wig, or do you switch it up?
Yeah,
but they're done up.
But I'm on a scene, like, I'm on a scene. I'm downtown, I'm uptown, whatever, in Brooklyn, whatever. So, I see most of the same industry chicks, all the hipsters, whatever you want to name them, or put them little titles, whatever. I see they dudes, I see they look, I see what they makeup on, they makeup not on. But in the crib, they totally, you know, they... cozy, like they comfortable. But nowadays you dealing with like this ain't like I'm 34. Like my demo of like people I deal with is from the 25 and up. So most of these cats, they either on a nostalgia wave, they think they young as hell and they think they in the 90s, they trying to dress like Janet Jackson, or they my age where we just still wearing the same thing y'all wanna wear when we was already wearing it. So most of them not even like Karen, they just cozy. Like, I got money in my pocket. I'm not spending money on Gucci this and that. I'm retroed up and I'm chilling. So everybody usually just be in a comfort zone of like, I don't care what you think about me.
It's all about being comfortable.
Like, I'm cozy right now. I got some, you know what I mean, some chill joints on.
I mean, it's all about being comfortable, and that's my thing about being in the house. I want to be comfortable.
Right.
I wrap my hair up.
Okay. When you go to bed, or when you're just rolling around the house?
It depends. If I don't have company at all that day.
But that's private time. Man, your man is coming over.
Right.
He's going to be there early this time. He's going to roll in about 1. Y'all going to chill for a minute. You know, maybe watch a movie or something.
My hair is calmed down.
Your hair's calmed down. Let me throw it back at you. Why is your hair calmed down?
Because I got company.
Okay.
I'm just one of those people.
To they mess your hair up, right?
That's right. Let him mess it up. Let him mess it up.
Right.
Hold up.
My producer said.
Who is that talking?
My producer, Naisha, said it's
different.
Oh, that's
a 10-hour phone conversation.
Right. It's different if you're living with the person. It kind of changes.
It changes totally, but you should still have some level of...
sexy.
I'm trying to still be beautiful for you. Because let me tell you the difference. Okay, I've been married before.
Right. Mm.
And I had a woman who did not always be at her best when she was in the house.
Okay.
Okay, so I leave the house. I'm going out into the work world.
Right.
Everybody's done up and everybody's looking good.
Right.
I come back home and, yeah, you got a rag on and a house dress.
Mm. You still got the same Tupac durag on with the same house dress and the same slippers.
Mm. I'm wondering if you washed. Okay. So psychologically, and this may sound a little, that's the word I'm looking for.
Be careful what you say.
Yeah. You know, you should try harder. Everybody should try harder. Everybody should give their best. There's nothing wrong with wearing your do-rag at night when you got to go to sleep. But when you get up and you brush your teeth and you do all other things you do, if your person is there, you should let the hair down. Don't
be
walking around all day. And certainly don't ever want to see you in the street. And I do see women in the street with it.
Oh, they don't care.
I see that too. With the pajamas and everything
I was raised, I can't leave the house with sweatpants on. So trust me, I don't...
Producer said no print in the gray sweatpants.
What? Chill.
It's a joke.
You
okay.
have to be better. For my generation, and I'm older, the men would wear suits and hats.
Just got me a suit tailor yesterday.
Every day. Now, we're in a much more casual world now.
Right.
We're in a much more casual world, which is very cool and is very much a lot more easier.
Right.
But some people take their casualness a little bit too far.
They take it too far.
Okay, take it too far. And that's what we're trying to keep people from doing, it, bringing the game down too low. I was dating a girl, and she was going to this different kind of church.
Mm. Tommy, can you speak a little closer to the mic?
I'm sorry.
All right.
And she wore jeans to church. Mm. And I was at her house that Sunday morning. I'm getting ready to go home, and she's getting ready to go to church, and she puts jeans on. And I'm like, man, my mother would be like spinning around in her grave if she saw you.
It depends on the church, because now you have a lot of these
free range joints.
Right. Like, here's the thing.
But if
though,
you used to routine, you know what you're doing. Like, my son not going to church with no jeans on. Like, he 5, but he has a suit. He has slacks. He has shoes. He has ties. That's depending on what his mother wants to put on him, but he has clothes. I was raised in a house where you'd have to have dress clothes. Like, when I went to college, cats ain't had no dress clothes. I was like, I got Christmas gifts, but my Christmas gifts was dress clothes.
Mm-hmm. That ain't a gift.
Like, I used to rent my dress clothes in college. Like, you need a suit, you need a jacket. Like,
because we was on the come up. And see, what we've gotten to a point where being on the come up is not as important. We think we've arrived, and you have not arrived.
Who ain't arrived?
Anyone, especially my people.
We just getting money.
People are right.
We just getting money. Nah, that's a fact. We just getting money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's always been successful brothers and sisters, but right now we is lit, as the kids say.
There is more of an abundance of.
It's more opportunities.
Right. All right. So let's go to grooming. Right.
Oh.
See now, Tommy. Back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
There's this thing called the bush, the afro, the baby bush. But now I feel like maybe women are a little more open to being groomed.
We talking about the area?
We talking about the area.
Yes.
I used to be the dude that give the joints the gift card to the wax center.
You send them to European Wax?
Yeah.
European Wax costs a pretty dollar.
You got to pay the cost to be the boss.
That's all right. That's all right. That's
now,
right. That's money well spent.
Tommy, the evolution of women from when you started dating years ago till now, has grooming changed? Have you seen it improve?
It's improved 100%, and I'm happy about that. Okay, I'm very happy about that. Because when I take my car to get it shined up on Saturday, because I want it to look perfect.
I need you to go take
I
your
need to take your, you take your car to the place. And I need you to get it.
I can't.
So it'll be perfect by the time I get there.
But here's the thing, right? For both of y'all. I saw a meme online and I sent it to someone. It said vaginas are expected to be clean, shiny, soft, smell like fresh lavender.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. While there are sweaty, discolored, hairy balls out here trying to be in people's mouths.
Oh.
So you grooming too?
Teabag.
Yes.
Oh, did you, he just say teabag? I can't. This is not that kind of show. And for the people who don't know what teabagging is, I need you to Google it, but don't Google it at work.
Oh, yeah.
They do manzillions now.
A what?
What is that?
A manzillion. Like, you want your lady to go and get a Brazilian wax. You want it all fresh, shiny, new, and soft. They do Brazilian waxes for men.
Like a place you can go to?
Yep, and it's a place that I go to, and they do it for men. So if
they
you,
waxing balls.
Can't you just do it yourself?
They waxing everything.
That kind of hurt.
Here's my thing. Do you prefer shaving or waxing?
I don't use any wax at all. I'd rather shave.
For women.
Oh, for women? I like wax.
Wax.
So why we got a wax and y'all get to shave?
I mean, that's one, waxing and has never been a part of our grooming ever. That's something that's been involved with you guys.
Yes.
But now it is.
I didn't know men are waxing. I'm not one that's waxed. I shave. I got trimmers and things for myself. But
specifically for the pube area?
Of course. I'm not putting the same thing I put on my
designated
face.
You're
supposed to be smart, and I don't.
Yeah, like, don't touch these scissors right here, because yeah. That's...
So, I never heard of waxing, and I don't think either. That our area, the testicle areas, might be a little more sensitive than the vagina area.
You out of your mind if you think that. Let me tell you something.
So, I don't know.
Do not require your lady to wax nothing. Because imagine pulling
hair
from the root.
I know just me walking and bumping myself hurts. Now,
but producer said no print, so what'd you bump then?
Producer don't know shit. Don't test my gangster. What Tekashi say? What the kids be saying? I let my nuts hang.
Which is fine. Just don't let that be no hair on them nuts that's hanging.
Oh, no, I make sure. Look, you good? We need to. What do I need to phone a friend?
No, this is not to be a billionaire.
Let me not get in trouble.
Grooming is important.
I feel like grooming is important for both men and women.
I agree.
But just like I said earlier, man, at the end of the day, presentation is everything. And I feel our people, because we materialistic, you know. And I feel like...
Speak for yourself.
I mean, I'm about to explain that. That materialism as well goes with just actions and how you are. Like, it's not just about clothes for me. Like, it's like, when I walk out the house, I'm like, damn, is that nose hair longer? Like, what?
You trimming your nose hairs?
Hell yeah.
Ear too.
What's going your on? Ears?
What type of brothers you dealing with?
No, oh, yes. I'm just talking
I buy fresh drawers every month.
There you go.
Me. I'm messing with the fellas that ain't got no nose hairs.
Well, then ain't a man.
They might be trimming before they get you. They're taking their car to the car wash before they get to you, I'm telling you.
But you know they do waxing for that, too. They will wax your nose.
Wax your nose?
Yeah, they spin.
Some of these products not supposed to be in these areas.
You gotta trim it. Just hit it. That's all you gotta do.
I need both of y'all to come to the wax place with me, because y'all talking all this shit. I want y'all to feel how we feel when y'all talk about bringing the car home shiny.
I ain't never heard a black man getting waxed.
I never did either.
So...
you gonna hear about it when you go into that wax center.
Mm-hmm. You say what?
You gonna hear about it when you go into that wax center.
I guess.
As long as you present a clean, shiny car.
It has to be shiny. So what if the grass is trimmed real low? But
if it's decent, it's sexy, I'm all for it. But as long as you ain't looking like you was in high school, middle school, when you ain't know how to take care of yourself.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
No, but even TMI, my bad. Go ahead, finish.
I'm saying.
As long as it's in, like, your parents was a bear, okay?
Yeah, like, okay. As long as
you don't look like you got Don King in the headlock between your legs, it's good.
We cool. I mean, I've dealt with a sister, like, a minute ago, Afrocentric chick. You know, she explained, like, she leaves it there because it's all this other stuff for her body and things. And it took me a while to figure out, like, what the hell she was talking about. But then I looked it up and I was like, oh, all right. Okay, it makes sense. But I'm not into that. you know, so I really couldn't deal with her in a sexual phase.
You wasn't trying to get through the jungle?
I mean, I'm not going to say I never had a female that had a jungle, but that was when I was younger.
Right.
As a man, I mean, from, I would say, you know, college and up, like, nah, like, you got to do something about that. Like, what's going on? Like,
and once you experience it nice and soft,
yeah,
like, you don't like to go back
no more.
But plus, you know, you got some cats, we got an appetite. I'm not, nah.
Damn. Okay. some men don't mind a bush or right. a baby bush mm-hmm. or a landing strip.
Right. You understand?
But I'll tell you this, I'd rather you have a baby bush or landing strip before I see hair on your arms and on your armpits.
Oh my goodness, please.
Because this joint's out here, all the legs.
She can't
joint,
have hair on her arms?
I mean, it's not like oh, I.
Like on her arm or under her arm?
Under her arm.
Oh no, that's fine.
Right. Get the under.
The underarm, yeah,
there's,
no.
There's women that don't shave their legs anymore because that's the whole new feminine thing.
Yeah, I know. It's women that do not shave their legs.
Shave that leg. And ladies, if you have a mustache, if you brush your teeth, you know you have a mustache.
What the fuck?
If you brush your teeth, you know you have a mustache. Do not come out of your house with that thing on your lip, please.
Let's break for a commercial break.
He said,
did you just say if you brush your teeth, you know you got to?
Yes. Come on, you can't look in the mirror and not see you have a mustache.
Some people, it doesn't bother some people,
but
though.
But it bothers me when I see you in a train. I don't even know you. Mm-hmm. Be like, oh, she's got a mustache.
Yeah, I seen some bad joints and then up close, especially in the club. You know.
Oh.
And then, you know, out here, you got the bathrooms that is men and women. You get in the bathroom like, oh, what the hell? Oh, no. Nah.
Like, damn, where'd that come from?
Yeah.
Damn.
You in the club and you think you looking good and you got a mustache. You're missing the point. You're missing something.
But no, listen. Everyone's idea of looking good is different.
I know a shorty that got a full blown mustache, like that grew up around my way, and like was always waxed, shave it, but that joint would still come back strong.
Because some
she
women
just accepts
they,
it,
right? Some women they just
and this cast that be trashing it because she got a fatty, she got a body and all that. But nah, I'm good.
I can't.
Damn, y'all ain't even worried about her personality. It's just the stash.
She looks like my Uncle Tucker.
Okay. Nice. Ain't nobody need to be looking like Uncle Tucker.
You know, like, well, I'm not dating no chick who look like my Uncle Tucker.
Damn. So, ladies, no mustache, no landing strip. Well,
mini you gotta have a landing strip. You gotta have a fade, though. You feel me? Like, you can't.
So what y'all doing? Y'all doing fades, light seizures? Because y'all not doing the baldy.
You could do that. You could do the fade, the light. Oh, light you talking about as
light
a man?
Yeah.
Oh, I go bald sometimes here and there. Depends. Summer,
so you need
summertime
to go
a little bit of baby powder, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yo, wait.
Bam.
One of our guests was telling us about the baby powder thing, and I was just like, I didn't know men put baby powder on their balls.
Well, I played sports most of my life, so you know what I mean?
Jockstrap, you don't want the thing get chafing on you.
You don't want to die out here in these streets.
Well, maybe not use baby powder because, you know, it's a little bad.
Leaving so, bad for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
What did she say? Talcum powder?
Talcum. Yeah, talcum is good as well.
Or cornstarch.
Cornstarch.
She said
cornstarch. Wow. No.
Cornstarch.
Keep you cool. Keep that sweat down.
But I mean, I'm not as active as I used to be, so I don't use that shit like that. But summertime, yeah. If it's hot as hell, I'm like, it's going to be hot as hell. I can't
you powdering your pooch?
My what? Can't be out here with the junk. You know what I mean?
Powder your pooch.
Can't be out here with the junk skunk.
If it's hot out here, make sure you powder your pooch.
It makes sense. You go to work in the morning, you know you got a date happening in the afternoon. You don't have a shower time in between, so you got to kind of figure out.
So you not showering when you get back to the...
To her crib?
Yeah.
Do I have to all the time? I'm a night shower, so I do get that. But sometimes, you know, the feathers start to fly before you get to that point.
Damn.
So you can't always say, I'm going to have time
but
to shower before things start flying.
But if you can, I feel like you should.
So
I mean, if you can shower, go ahead. But I mean, even like as a kid, like how many showers you take a day if you had the chance? Like as many as you could just to keep fucking cool.
But as a child, that's different.
But
as
a grown-ass person, like
man.
For example, like summertime, you work all day.
Right.
And then you got a hot date that evening. You might have two. And one night, mm-hmm. You got your homeboy that live over here, and you got a homeboy live over there. You're going to call one of your homeboys. Like,
oh, you saying we got two? I got two dates and one night?
I mean, back in the day, yeah. Yes, I would bang out two dates in one night.
ain't never had two dates in one night. That's had a date.
Hey, well,
in one month.
Yeah, I don't know. But I mean, I'll plot like, all right, well, I know I'm gonna take her for drinks over here,
right,
uptown. Let me hit this cap, take a shower at his crib, bong, go link with her. If something happened, maybe not. If so, I got a backup plan. Go to this brother's crib, take a shower before I go to the next joint. You know, it's all planning, like, that's all. Planning.
But I ain't never had two dates in one night, so I ain't had
well,
to
Well, you're not a man, so it's easy for men to get dates because it's just, hey, you want to get some drinks? And most females not going to say no. Mm-hmm. Even if the dude ugly or not, they like, he paying for the drinks. I'll link with my girls later, you know.
That's what I'm saying. Ladies, don't be out here giving these men false hope.
They've been giving us false hope since Adam gave ate the apple, whatever the hell was.
I'm not, because you can't be just for a free meal or a free drink. If you don't like this man, just tell this man you don't like him.
Man, wait. When that summer cracked, ooh, watch. Everybody and their mother gonna be doing finessing each other. Mm. Pure finesse. Meet me at La Marina. Me and my friends gonna be there. You get the hookah, maybe the bottle. Y'all trying to do happy hour? Mm. Da, 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 da. Let's get some eats. Outdoor eating. Come on. You can't hustle a hustler.
I have one more question.
Yes.
And it's about technology. Uh-oh. In today's world, I feel like dating is more a technology-based thing as opposed to maybe years ago before the internet, you would meet people in person. Like, yes, some of you ran into somebody on a bus or on, yes, a train, or maybe, yes, you were out having lunch and you ran into somebody in line, mm-hmm, and, you know, you communicated. Mm-hmm. Now I feel like we all staring at our phones. We don't even know what's going on around us. Do you feel like the technology has changed the dating world positively or negatively?
Both. I think for the younger cats, it's easier to get shorties because the shorties are looking at a facade. They don't know who you are,
right,
until they meet you.
Mm-hmm.
But like me, I'm old school, so I'll get you on a train. I'll get you when I'm out. But I don't got no game, so like I usually I pick up shorties just off my convo. So, and I pick up the baddest joints
with that dry ass conversation.
You ain't never chill with me. You don't come to my events. But you know, I ain't ever had no, you know, crack a joke, they laugh. You make a woman smile, you get them for life.
You got
halfway,
jokes?
Yeah, you're halfway there.
Yeah, so it ain't. I think the most problem cats is they use these apps and they in DMs, and then once they link with the shorty, they shot all they shot in the text message, and then they ain't really what they say they were. So
they don't have anything else to say.
Nothing else to say.
Or they can't really be the person that they portrayed to be.
And they really not that social.
Yeah, I feel like it's a lot of like antisocial people that did shit like that. Like, you're like an internet thug almost.
Mm-hmm.
Sliding,
mm-hmm,
in people DMs when you know in person you would never really speak to me. Like, you wouldn't have that like courage or
right,
whatever it was.
Like, I was standing there, you have to tell me who you are.
Right. I was never for like the DMs the bag. Like, if I'm using DMs, it's like I'm finessing. I'm trying to find a hookup for some. Like, yo, ain't you such and such cousin? Like, you got the hookup on tires, right? Yo, what's up? Mm-hmm. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm trying to conduct some like type of business here and there. I mean, back in the day, there'd been shorties I try to holler, but I'm like, nah, I don't even know what you really look like. Like, this was before even catfish was even like decided to be catfish. I'm like, I don't know what you look like. I'm not about to, nah.
Have you ever been catfish?
Hell yeah. You know,
you have?
These girls be putting that filter on, boy. You be thinking they looking like, you know what I'm saying? You can see them in person, they looking like Freddie Jackson.
Damn.
That ain't real. But that's why I would, you know. I think, especially when the weather changes, it's always good. Like, you set up with like blind dates and stuff. You set it up towards where it's like, I bet I got this blind date with this shorty. I'm about to tell all my fellas, meet me in the same spot. Just don't come there with me where I'm at. So if it don't go right, I'm gonna just dip on it. Like, oh my, I gotta make this move or be down the street at another spot. Like, it happened before. I definitely got catfished before.
Well, Tommy, has technology made it easier for you to date as opposed to back in the days?
I think it makes people less genuine.
Right.
It's okay to check your phone when you're out on a date, but you can't be checking it every 2 minutes.
Right.
Yes. You need to be engaged. If you're not engaged, I'm going to get bored really quickly and I'm going to want to go.
Right.
If you want to be someplace else, that's where you should be.
Right.
If you want to be here, put your phone away.
But what if they want to be in somebody else's life? Because I feel like on these social media apps, mm-hmm, people portray this whole life that they really don't have. Right. So us as human beings, we're looking through these pictures, flipping through, like, damn, she went to Dubai. Damn, she went to. So it's almost like you're imagining yourself in these places while you're looking at other people's pictures. So what you're saying is, put your phone away.
Put your phone away.
But you don't like TV. You don't like the social media stuff.
No. Because I think people, like we said, they betray all the good things, or Instagram, Facebook. No one says, slaps up there, I just lost my job. My husband was cheating on me. You know, I got a drug addiction. Nobody puts that stuff up there.
they do.
Picture of them in Dubai.
Well, they do put pictures of them crying or in the hospital. And I just want to know.
Oh, yeah.
You really that hurt, or you really like that sick to be in the hospital, or you really that torn up to be crying, where you find time to take a picture and do that?
Well, I think
if I'm crying for my nana, I don't need a picture on this.
Everybody wants people in their lives, but don't really want people in their lives. Like I think the problem with most cats, they post all the good things, but then when they like, cats find out like, damn, bro, you ain't telling me like such and such. You're like, oh, that's none of your business. But you putting all your business out there anyway.
Right. So it is my
business. So it is my business. Especially these Facebook cats. Like, I don't even touch Facebook. Because I came from the age of when it was just college students. And then once it switched, it was over. Like, once my grandmother started hitting me on comments, who is Nasir Jones? I'm like,
listen,
I'm done. I'm not on Facebook. I'll post some pictures. I'll check on, you know what I mean, family members here and there.
Right.
I don't even use the messenger. I probably got 3,000 messages in my Facebook. I don't touch it. It's just washed to me.
All of a sudden, my mother had a Facebook page, and at that point, you just got to shut the whole thing down.
I stay away from all washed activities. If it's washed, I'm good. Mm-mm.
It's a lot. It's a lot. People portray that it's not true. I want someone who could sit down over a glass of wine and have a conversation.
And I feel like a lot of people can't do that anymore because they don't interact. Like, you know, you really don't have, like, you know, back in the day, the worldly person, and you can like speak about different things.
I do that all the time, but I mean, my group of friends are like all media people, so it's like
we go out,
we end up taking over the bar just off of like one conversation, and the whole bar in the same spot talking, and we just like, oh shit, what just happened? But that's just because we all work radio, TV, news, blah blah blah, and we're not like stupid. We're not just gonna argue.
It's a conversation,
yeah. So and then we throw dinner parties too. So we talking.
I feel like I can have I have a good mix. Like I could talk the reality TV kind of stuff, but I can also have an intelligent conversation. And I think a lot of people lack that intelligent conversation aspect, and it's just strictly the social media, the reality TV.
I don't watch TV, so I don't be knowing what's going on. Like my shorty, she got like Ratchet Tuesdays. Her and her roommate, they watch like all the Ratchet shows, but they're both intelligent women. Like that's just their hours are like, what? And then like 2 seconds later, it's like, all right, put this on.
Right.
You know?
All right, fellas, I want to thank you for coming today.
I'm going to have my manager send an invoice for this interview,
Go ahead and send it. It's going to be $0 and 0 cents.
Hey, that count. That
we'll
count.
Send it to your producer.
It's numbers.
It's $0 and 0 cents. The takeaway for this episode is, how do you feel about new school dating versus old school? What are some of the differences that you've experienced? Write to me and let me know. Thank you.